Battle could be looming over whether workers' comp should remain optional in Texas, read the Quorum Report headline on Monday of this week. And if you're a business person in Texas who didn't hear that discussion, let me repeat. Now's the time to call your state rep and senator and tell them no way, no how on mandating workers' comp coverage in the Lone Star State. The Quorum story reported that lawmakers in the only state in America where workers' comp insurance is optional are scheduled to start taking a hard look at whether that should still be the case. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has asked the Business and Industry Committee to study the voluntary nature of workers' compensation in Texas and how it meets the needs of employers and employees. Those few words have the potential to spark a fight between employers who feel they're often underbid because they offer coverage and those who would defend the system by saying, among other things, that a requirement to offer it won't allow them to tailor a plan for their employees. Businesses that choose not to offer it are called non-subscribers, and they are required to give written notice each year to the Department of Insurance, the report stated. As someone who started and helped start several small businesses, I can say without doubt that forcing businesses to pay for workers' comp will have a seriously negative effect upon business startup and small business growth in Texas. People are free to choose what they do for labor in Texas, and there's no more reason to have government mandate they have workers' comp insurance than there is for Obamacare mandating health insurance coverage. Tell your reps no to mandatory workers' comp in Texas. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.